USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued an order Thursday to recount more than 800,000 ballots cast in Milwaukee and Dane counties. The order required by law after Trump paid $3 million for the recount. The recount will begin Friday and must be completed by December 1st. Milwaukee County officials say they plan to finish the recount by Wednesday. Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida says he has tested positive for the coronavirus and is working from home until he can safely return to Washington. Michael J. Fox has a new book, No Time Like the Future, An Optimist Considers Mortality. In the book, he describes a recent fall in a paraphrased audio clip.
Every day since the spinal cord surgery in April, everyone, doctors, family members, and friends have repeated this message to me over and over. You have one job, don't fall. Yet here I am. But for some reason, this just feels personal. Make lemons into lemonade, but I'm out of the lemonade business.
Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease at 29 years of age. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.